Art on the Wabash is coming up Sunday, and it's such a lovely event along the river. It's made possible through the city of West Lafayette, and joining me are a couple of artists that are participating. Gail Johnston, welcome to our studios.
Thank you very much.
And Laura Ricks, your first time.
Yes, I'm very excited. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so Gail, we were talking a little bit earlier, and you said you've been at this festival every year. How is that to return?
Every year, yes. It's very fun. It's a nice festival because I get to see a lot of people that I know in the community. And I really like to do this show because it's also a really good time of year. One thing that's really nice about Art on the Wabash Art Show is that it's a juried art show, but it's for local artists. So if you're looking for purchasing local art, it's probably your best bet as far as getting a nice variety of local arts for you to send for gifts.
And I imagine that's kind of fun to have, you know that there's going to be folks going along and seeing what all is there. And, you know, at one point they'll say, oh, yeah, here's best of show. Here's that sort of thing. So it's kind of nice to be sort of part of this, you know, it's friendly competition, but it's competition.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Laura, this is your first time showing, but you've actually been to the festival before, haven't you?
Oh, sure I have, yeah. I love going out to look. There's so many different medias and styles represented there. So there's something for everyone. There's music, there's food. It's always great to have an excuse to go out and enjoy a fall day.
Yeah, so what made you decide to participate this year?
Well, I've always had so much respect for all the artists that you see out there. They do such amazing work, and I've always had that creative side to me. And a couple years ago, I got to go part-time from my regular job, so I've had some time to explore textile art, and I'm just ready to show it. I'm ready for people to come out and see it.
My guests are Laura Ricks, who you just heard, a textile artist, and a potter and glass artist, Gail Johnston, and they're a part of Art on the Wabash that's taking place this Sunday from 10 to 4 at Topowingo Park in West Lafayette. Gail, tell us a little bit about your art.
I like to do a sort of a wide variety of things. So I do a lot of different kinds of pottery, from raku work to stoneware. The stoneware is very functional, and the raku is more for decoration. And then I also like to work with fused glass, which is also fired in a kiln. And so I make jewelry, and I also make plates and bowls out of fused glass.
I imagine while you might have different places you show, and these days, you know, websites and, you know, e-commerce, is it nice to sort of have this outdoor festival where there's food and music and not just one sort of art?
Yes, it is. It's really nice that way because you get to get face-to-face with your customers rather than just being online with them. I sell through Etsy, but I've just really enjoy being able to communicate with the customers because they always give you some ideas and perspectives, and it's always helpful.
Laura Ricks is a textile artist. I'd love for you to tell us a little bit about your art, and I'm curious, you know, Christmas isn't terribly far away, mm-hmm. graduations, and of yes. course there's always anniversaries. How is it to put together this sort of festival, because it's, you know, sort of late September, and December's not far away at all?
That's right. It is the perfect place to pick up some really unique gifts for people you don't see every day. I am a textile artist. My very favorite thing to work with is wool. I absolutely love it. So the pieces that I'll be showing at Art on the Wabash are wool pieces, and I make them using a process called wet felting. And I'm going to have some vessels, and I'm also going to have some pieces of art that you could hang on a wall.
Laura Ricks is my guest, as well as Gail Johnston, and they're here for Art on the Wabash. And if you've never attended, it's right there at Topowingo Park. It goes from 10 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon, and it is filled with food. There's jewelry, pottery, photography, painting, sculpture, and so much more. Food trucks and all sorts of things that are happening, and music. It's presented from the city of West Lafayette, and it's so nice to have this sort of thing. It is not only a chance to sort of share your art, but maybe get ideas and talk to other artists as well that are there.
Yeah, I try to. It's really hard, though. I have to have someone cover my booth. So, because there's just a constant flow of people. So, but it is fun to get to know other artists that you set up next to, and to try to take a quick peek before your show actually starts.
Art on the Wabash takes place this Sunday from 10 to 4. Are you looking forward to anything in particular? I mean, this is your first one. Any expectations? Any predictions?
I'm trying not to go in with too many expectations. I just want to have a great time. I hope that people can come out and see what I do, see what everybody else has been working so hard on. I hope that people find something that they connect to and that they can take away for themselves or for a family member as a gift.
Well, guys, it's so nice to have you here in the studios, and we're looking forward to Art on the Wabash this Sunday.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.